All right, I'm going to give you a break from that, but you can keep calling while we're having this next conversation. The kind of calls you don't want to get are usually from marketers, unsolicited, people who've managed to get your phone number from who knows where. Someone's probably sold a database containing your number, and all of a sudden you start getting these unsolicited calls trying to sell you the same product again and again, even though you've told them you have no interest in it whatsoever. So Business Tech actually took up the story, and they've reported that the information regulators asking President Cyril Ramaphosa to look into the remaining provisions of the Protection of Personal Information Act. It's more colloquially known as the POPI Act, and essentially some of the provisions of that act have already been implemented, but there are some that haven't quite been implemented yet. And what they're asking is that those come into play on the 1st of April 2020. We thought one aspect of this is all the phone calls, the spam you get in terms of emails, SMSs, WhatsApps and the like, where people are trying to sell you products that you may actually not want. Let's bring into the conversation the director in corporate and commercial practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, Alan Honey. Alan, thank you very much for your time on the program this evening, this afternoon. We really appreciate it. So I want to ask you, first of all, what the remaining provisions are in this act that still need to be declared.
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for the opportunity. So it's basically the rest of the act. So when they initially promulgated some sections, they were largely just the administrative provisions, and those were the provisions relating to the establishment of the regulator, giving the regulator some time to set up office, get his staff organized, get his processes in place, etc., and its admin functions set up, and then also empowering the regulator to issue some regulations, and those were largely a few other small things, but it was largely just sort of the administrative provisions of the act that were initially promulgated. Then they left the rest of the act, let's say, outstanding for quite a while. The regulator has now indicated, as you said, that they're ready to go ahead and implement the act, and they've asked the president to basically put into effect the rest of the act, which importantly would include provisions relating to restrictions on direct marketing.
Right. So what does that mean in layman's terms for our listeners? Does it mean that they will stop getting these unsolicited cold calls from people they've never actually given any of their information to in the first place?
Well, Joanne, that would be nice. I'm not sure that's going to happen necessarily.
Oh, dear.
The act does place a lot more restrictions now, and when it comes into effect, it will require everybody to be a little bit more circumspect, particularly people engaged in direct marketing. So direct marketing is essentially any activity directed at any person by any sort of means, whether by email or fax or telephone calls, etc., where you approach someone and you say, would you like to buy a product or make a donation? That's generally what direct marketing is. What POPI will restrict is the way you go about it and how and what kind of consents and approvals you have to obtain. So maybe it's useful to just quickly sketch the two kinds of systems that we have. The one is called an opt-out, which is the one you most often see.
Right.
If you get an email communication and it says to you, we're offering you a particular service or a product, but if we don't want to receive any communications on it, please indicate that you wish to unsubscribe
right.
or opt out.
Yes.
So that's what's typically called an opt-out mechanism. And then you have something called an opt-in mechanism. So it's the opposite. So you're not allowed to really contact someone before you actually get their consent. So they must actually beforehand, before you can even contact them, actually say, okay, fine, I'm happy to receive those kinds of communications or engagements. So that's the difference between the two. POPI largely talks to an opt-in mechanism as opposed to an opt-out. So it will require people, as a general rule, to actually first obtain the consent before contacting people and getting and offering them goods or services or requesting donations.
All right. So does it also mean that organizations or entities like banks, for example, that may sell on your data, your information on their databases, will no longer be allowed to do that because it would result in the kind of marketing that it would expose your information unnecessarily?
So not necessarily, because what POPI also provides is that in the case of clients, existing clients of a company or an entity, it says that you are actually allowed to contact your existing clients to sell them a similar service. So the opt-in route there is a little bit of a cover, which is obvious because otherwise you could never contact anybody. So it says, look, for you can actually contact your existing clients and ask them for an opportunity to present their particular goods and services. But it relates to similar services, and there's a few rules or sort of restrictions around that. Maybe just quickly say what they are for people who are interested in this.
Yes, very briefly, Alan, because we're almost out of time.
Okay. So yeah, essentially you are allowed to contact your own clients if you want to get their consent. You can actually contact them for the sale of particular products, provided that it's for the purpose of direct marketing for responsible parties, similar products or services. You then have to also give them an opt-out in that particular instance.
All right. Alan, thank you so much for enlightening us there. Alan Honey, he's the director in corporate and commercial practice at Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer.